For the third year in a row, a former Saluki track athlete and a former SIU athletics administrator are putting together the annual Community Fun and Fitness Relays. And WSIU Radio sat down with Kathy Jones, former Senior Associate Athletic Director for Saluki Athletics, and Marion Apiakubi. Kubi ran track at SIU from 1998 to 2003 and is currently a speech-language pathologist at Brem Preparatory School in Carbondale. And even though she officially left SIU 16 years ago, her passion for running never left.
Running is air for me, and my daughter, thankfully, has the bug. She inherited that, so it makes it easy for us to go and share that passion together. And I think staying active, especially as parents, we need that. It's a sanity saver.
Sure. I mean, I've read a few studies, and you're probably more familiar with this than I am, but when you exercise, you release, I think, endorphins, which are chemicals in your brain, which make you feel good and are able to do what you have to do.
Yes.
We are talking about the third annual Community Fun and Fitness Relays, and I'll go ahead and start with you. In case someone is not familiar, what is this free community event?
It is a fundraiser to benefit the I Can Read program, a free literacy after school support program for children, mostly in the northeast side of town, and also the village in Ghana, Obo Kwau, where I was raised, but I was fortunate enough to leave for this much more privileged life here.
You know what, if you could, tell me a little bit about the village where you were raised. We've talked before, but I don't think I've really asked you in details. What is your home village like? Compare it to Carbondale, for example.
Well, I think the first adjective that comes to mind is extremely poor, as many, you know, developing nations tend to be. But the poverty is more in material goods than it is in spirit and life, because as a child, and I think still now, we weren't aware that we were poor because we didn't know there was a better life beyond what we saw. Many of us didn't have shoes, didn't wear shoes habitually. We had to walk some distance for water. Sometimes we went without food or not enough food. But there was always a village, you know, the whole it takes a village to raise a child. There was always a village of adults who were looking out for you. So if you got in trouble, you got it from your mom and dad, plus the lady down the street, plus the man. Yeah. So it had advantages, but certainly day to day was rough. And school isn't free.
Really, the elementary?
No, not for the most part. So you have to be able to afford your school fees, uniforms, supplies, and especially for girls. Usually you end up helping out at home or selling goods, carrying it on your head to the market. But school isn't a given, like so many of our youth here complain about.
But mentioning the spirit of the people. So I get the impression that in your family and some of your neighbors, you didn't see people going down with their heads down, all downtrodden, saying, oh, I wish I had what they have over there. I'm so sad or whatever. None of that, right?
We were blissfully ignorant. Although I think now with the advent of increased access to the internet.
Right.
And I think more youth are seeing what life is like elsewhere. I think there might be a yearning for that, for the more privileged life like we have now. And why can't I have that? And that's what we're hoping to do with this is, you know, the great equalizer, education, is their key. And so if we can raise enough money and help give these students who are motivated and they want to learn, they just can't afford it.
Sure.
Help them to get that.
Former Senior Associate Athletic Director Kathy Jones says presenting this community program has been a learning experience.
The second year we were able to cut our expenses to the point where we were able to give a little over $1,000 to the two charities. So we felt really good about that.
That's great to hear.
And so I think this year our expenses have gone back up a little bit. So now we're pushing really hard for participants.
Sure. And talking about some of your partners I see on your flyer. Would you like to do a tip of the hat to Southern Illinois Healthcare, SIU, and the Carbondale Park District?
Sure. Of course, Saluki Athletics allows us to use the Lou Hartzog track and field complex at no cost, and the track student athletes are our volunteers, so we get huge support from Saluki Athletics. SIH, which is Southern Illinois Healthcare, helps us by funding our outreach into the schools so that flyers go home and all the kids' backpacks to hopefully encourage some of them to sign up. And then finally, the Carbondale Park District is our financial agent.
Okay.
So the registrations and donations all go through them.
Let's see, you've got a 4x100, 2x4, and a 4x4. Oh, also sprint dashes and a mile run.
Yes.
At this.
Right, that's a new event that we added for this year, hopefully to appeal to some of the 5Kers. They might see that as a training opportunity. The 2x400 is an event that we added last year, and it really is a primarily a parent-child relay. So the child runs one lap, and then the parent runs the second, and enjoying the parent or the child encouraging the parent to run faster is quite entertaining.
To thank Rachel Dunning, who is helping us reach the Greeks, because Greeks are a force to be reckoned with. Last 2 years, we haven't had any college student participants. So this year, we're challenging all the Greeks, and Rachel is going to help us get the word out to them, but we encourage them to come out and show their colors.
That was Marion Apia Kubi and Kathy Jones talking about the third annual Community Fun and Fitness Relays planned for Sunday, September 22nd at 2 p.m. at the SIU Lou Hartzog Track and Field Complex on the campus of SIU Carbondale. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.